On the Reliable podcast, we're going to focus on Australian agricultural chemicals company Nufarm. You might wonder, why is it that on a podcast talking about how to get SMEs to get their invoices paid on time, why we're talking about a multi-billion dollar ASX-listed agricultural chemicals company? Well, the reason is, Simon Littlewood, that they have just sold their South American business for $1.2 billion in order to pay down their debt. When you read the article in the Sydney Morning Herald, you'll find out that this was a huge burden for the company. Three times their earnings was their leverage. Wow. And as a result of the sale, that's now dropped to 0.7 times. They'll be saving around $60 to $70 million a year thanks to this divestment. But Simon, I guess the point for SMEs is that if you're having to sell some of your assets in order to pay down your debt, then clearly you need to look at how your overall cash flow is being structured.
Yes, I mean, Nufarm has been extremely fortunate because they certainly have been under pressure to reduce their debt and reduce their gearing, which is, you know, the relationship between debt and equity. They've been lucky enough to have a purchaser who's offered them the equivalent of 10 times earnings for the unit that they bought. And that's very serendipitous because typically companies in their situation, i.e. companies on the back foot, have to take a lower price for the assets that they sell.
It's a fire sale, as they call it, right?
Yeah. But I think I like this because, one, because they've done well and good luck to them. But the second thing is that given that what's happening in the global economy at the moment, and, you know, we work all over the world, it's a very good time for companies to be thinking very carefully about what their core business is, how they can reduce their overall level of risk. And that's both financial and trading risk, financial risk being gearing, and trading risk being the risk that some or all of their business may be lost due to changes in the market, in order to prepare for the likelihood that competition is going to increase, costs are going to go up, and possibly interest rates are going to rise. So this, to me, is the harbinger of things to come. And I think if I were talking to companies in this situation, I would say this is they're very fortunate that they got such a good price. If you want to get a good price for your assets in order to be ready to deal with external problems, you need to do that now while business is still relatively robust. If you try and do these things when the situation is already problematic, then it's much, much harder. So I think this is a good object lesson for us, yeah?
So a harbinger of things to come. In other words, you're not saying that it's a good idea for you to just hive off businesses simply to pay down your debt, but you're saying we're going to see more of it.
Well, companies often acquire or grow things that are less profitable than their core business. In order to prepare for things getting worse, there are a number of things that you should do. You know, one is to reduce non-performing assets, whether they're physical fixed assets or whether they are businesses or business units. The other is obviously you do things to reduce your operating costs. And thanks to digital technology, there are lots of things you can do to do that in this day and age. And the third thing that at Reliable we always focus on is do everything you can to manage your balance sheet effectively, particularly when it comes to receivables. Because one of the things that happen when things do get trickier in the world is that your bad debt will go up. That is stuff that doesn't get paid at all. But also, even good customers may start paying you later because they too are under pressure. So do everything you can now to bring that money in, get paid on time by all your customers, settle any risk of bad debt so that that goes away, so that you're in a strong position, you've got as much cash in the bank as you can possibly manage to deal with whatever may come down the pipe. Yeah.
And a lot may come down the pike relatively soon, right? When you look at how the OECD forecast for economies, for example, is shaping up, and how generally countries are a little bit more worried about the outlook.
Well, I mean, you know, one doesn't want to get too pessimistic about this, but there's no doubt that some of the assumptions and structures that have underlain global trade and business flows have clearly come into question and are changing. The most obvious ones being the China-US relationship, where we now know that supply chains are changing very, very rapidly to accommodate that. And that disadvantages a lot of suppliers. It also, of course, creates advantages for others. But if you're one of the many companies that is going to have to make rapid changes and possibly lose business as a result of this, you should be planning a sensible risk mitigation strategy to deal with the consequences of that and other changes in the trading environment.
And that's your call to action. That's your homework. And if you need any help with that, of course, you can always drop us a note in the commentary box next to this podcast. Thanks, Simon. Let's hope that the economy stays positive.
Thanks, Mark.